time is running out for a lot of our social homes. We've all, as local reps, visited these homes, and you know, we've been pushing for this for years. My biggest concern has always been the safety of the families in the homes. As I say, I've been in many properties, I've spoke to lots of tenants, and I know the stress and uncertainty they're living in every day. So this has to work. It is going to, I've been told, mirror the private scheme. So there are issues before we even get started, but we need to see the detail now, Donal, and see exactly what we're facing here. Unfortunately, we wish this had been introduced years ago, and we have been pushing all the way on this. But we have it in place now. So, you know, it's a welcome announcement, but we need to see action now happening as quickly as possible. The scheme must work.
This can happen under the terms of the existing act. It doesn't take a whole new bill. It doesn't take a whole new act. But there will be discussions in the Oireachtas, in the Dáil, and in the Seanad. No doubt Charles Ward will be very vociferously making the 100% redress view on this very clear.
Oh, yeah, very much so. You know, there definitely will be challenges ahead if it does mirror the private scheme. You know, and another big thing, you know, we're discussing foundations replacement. That's going to be one of those issues, Donal. Funding is another. You know, private homeowners that are rebuilding are now rebuilding to 2024 rates. And we know construction inflation has continued to rise. So if those rates aren't reviewed, there is a risk that it won't reflect the actual cost, because that's what the private scheme at the moment. You know, there is a shortfall, you know. But my biggest concern now is where we're going to put our tenants. We have potentially over 2,000 social homes that are going to need to be demolished and rebuilt over the coming years. And to date, we haven't any temporary accommodation to rehouse those families. And to date, you know, the calls from the calls to the department for temporary accommodation have been rejected to date. So that's a big concern. But look, I welcome today's announcement. It is a significant step forward. But as we all know, announcements don't build homes. So we need to see the details and learn from the shortcomings now of the private scheme and make sure this delivers as it's intended to do.